Thank you for joining us again this Sunday morning, and God bless you. We hope that it's a wonderful day wherever you are. Father, we're thankful for this good day. We're thankful for your salvation. We're thankful for the Word of God. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you for you yourself. Jesus said that, Father, you were greater, and we can hardly wait to learn more about you. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom in Jesus' name and the listeners. Amen and amen.
Father, it's just a wonderful day. Lord, Father, I just praise you, and I'm so happy. Oh, I thank you for your blessings that make rich. And I'm thankful that your signs are very vivid. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall, but people don't see it. I listen to some programs you had me look at. They're not even thinking about that. They're thinking about the devaluating of the dollar, all those things that's going to come to pass. But we know first you're coming. We'll be ready because those of your children are going to miss these things. I believe it, and I know you've spoken your word, and you keep your word. And your words shall not go forth void. And I pray that it will accomplish the will of heaven today. I pray the anointing will come down from on high heaven, set our hearts on fire, set us the love of God, let the glory come down in Jesus' wonderful name. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. First time I've done that in a long time. The Bible plainly says the Word of God is what we follow. We don't follow what man says, we follow what God says through the Word. We love people that's full of God because they lead us to God. But after we get there, we exchange partners. We're to be teachable. And that teaching comes from the highest teacher. Churches basically is to get us to Jesus. After we got there, it should be in a growing, and the church is not there. Sad to say, it's in their cells. He said he came to his own received him not, but to many received him to give power to become the sons of God. The problem is we don't receive the signs. And knowing the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than I might even believe. The world don't even see it at all. But I've got to keep reinstating myself. I've got to take his word on daily. Because the temple I live in falls apart real fast. But it carries the Spirit of God that's in me. So I have to work on keeping it in shape to do the will of God. The Bible says it profits a little. Yeah, it profits a little. Just keep us in order because what we're carrying is tremendous. It's spontaneous. It's glorious. It's combustible. It's real. It's what God wants in his people. That we alive to God. Dead this world. It's just the opposite of what it is. We're alive to this world and dead unto God. And the church is sadly saying they're the leaders of it. Most all the opposition I've had when I started out 35, 40 years ago, it was pastors. And then the laymen. They said, that's not God. I said, the Word of God, this Word, infallible proof, his Word never, it'll take you on to heaven. And that's why there's going to be serious times in the coming. Because many are called, but few are chosen. He said, if he didn't shorten that day, the very elect could not be saved. That's serious words. What's more serious than where you go to spend eternity? We went this morning and had a nice breakfast, but that's just to keep us there till we get there. Our eyes have to be stationed on the vision. Without a vision, my people perish. And the people are perishing there. They're not coming into the fullness. God, I want you to, he wants to come on, the glory to be upon you. He wants you to be happy. My own family, years ago, I had people tell me, says, you know, if you go all the way with God, your families will, not, and they don't. They don't. think something's wrong with you because they don't understand what's wrong. But still, when it comes to it, God has to be first. And that's what it talks about coming out of the world. It says, love not the world, neither things in the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not him. When we come to this world, we're in the world. To accept Jesus, the world, we're full of the world. It's not all bad, it's just worldly. It's what we do, what we do. But God's left out of the picture. When we accept Jesus, we accept him, but most people teach it, that's the end of it. You just accept him, and it's like a lodge. You come to services for lodge service, you're a member. But it's more than that with God. All the way my Savior leads me. If you seek him, you shall surely find him. Knock and it shall be open. What's he talking about? Us individually. That we might have an experience for God our Father. The extreme message of God. Yes, it's extreme. It's what's going to save us. The extremes are what bring us to reality. The extremes is what makes you walk. If your foot picks you up, that's extreme. Gravity sucks you down. Gravity pulls, and that sends us to death. We gotta come against that sin and lift ourselves up. If we get carried where we can't walk, then we must seek God for and strength. We need to take courage in the things of the Lord. We need to re-examine ourselves daily. It's not a different message for everybody. The same glove fits everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, so he comes to counteract that, and he has a counteracting thing that comes against that. The Bible says in the 4th chapter of Mark, he comes immediately to sow discord and remove what you have with God. It's written in the 4th chapter of Mark, you can read it. Immediately comes. So before you get home from church, when you felt good when you left, when you get home, you I think I made a mistake. That's what he'll start teaching to let you believe it. You can't believe anything he tells you because he is false from the word go. We got to keep our, that's why it's so important to keep our eyes on the one that has the words. He has not the words. His followers don't have the word, but our word comes from heaven. Our word comes from the leadership, God the Father, God the Son, and Father God the Holy Ghost. He's there to set us free, to make us on fire, that we might have the liberty to serve him, to be on fire, to let the word of God be alive. You know, I've kept myself down for a long time, but today I'm going to go a little bit. God is good. And out there you need to get on fire wherever you are because God's coming soon and his handwriting is on the wall. I just looked at this morning. I see the hand word. I see floods all over the United States. And people say, we've never seen this before. I know it. It's a sign. It's got sign the number one. We refuse to take heed to these things that God gives us. They receive not. We receive not the things. We come to Jesus, but we receive not the signs. The signs are part of the accepting him. Letting those things benefit us to grow into a follower, a believer. We didn't come a believer and a follower immediately. We came up by choosing to follow. We didn't follow man, we followed Jesus. Yes, men are very special, but they need to be led by the Spirit. The flesh can only go so far. So, if you want a fleshly experience, follow, get your fleshly man, guess what you're going to have. But I don't think God's pleased with it. Bible says, walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge. That's the way I've been in the gym. God made me give me this stroke for a reason. He said, I want you to feel where my church is at. Boy, was I, it must have been bad because I was bad shape. 2 years ago, a year ago, I was still bad. So I've been alive for the last 6 months, the glory comes out, the glory, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renewing is what we have to constantly perceive, that we might be not a castaway, but we could take the fullness of God in our heart, that we can lead others with us to heaven. That's what it's all about. Sharing yourself with others. We don't know it all, but God knows it all. We're a carrier for God in us. We're like a carrier for God. That carrier has no power with it. It's just it just holds. God has not the physical being, so He chooses to use us. Each one of you out there through the Word, He wants to use you as His character, as the displacer of the Word of God, that He anoints you in such a way and strengthen you in such a way that you'll be at liberty at all times, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. The world don't see this. Man sees America's just full of vacations, good things, everything that makes the body happy. The Lord started speaking to me a couple years back about singing. Singing's wonderful, but the singing cannot be the part of the church. If you want to get a church going now, you just have good singing, and you've got a church full. The sermons go back in secondary, they're back in the rear burner. The singing stimulates the heart. But see, God's not interested in stimulating your heart right now. He says that you might get rid of these bad things within you. When you stimulate yourself, then you can keep those in you. It's like toxic material in you. It's someday it's going to take you down. You got to get rid of it now. It's like sweating. When you sweat, it gets rid of the barnacles that's wrong within you. It gets the as you work out, you start flexing these muscles and you start growing in the Lord. We have to do the same in the natural with the Spirit of God. As we do it in the natural, we have to do it as the Spirit of God, because God uses this natural man to incorporate His anointing on us. The anointing is what breaks forth the yoke. The anointing breaks forth the will of God. Not one soul can get healed unless it's by Satan, but by the Spirit of God. And I want you to know Satan has power. And many times, Lord, show me this. I don't want to scare anybody, but someone that's once a Christian or backslid, get them away from you. Don't let them pray for you, because it's the wrong force in their lives. They don't even know it. They're blinded. And we all can get that blindness very easy. That's why we have to stay close to our loving. God made it hard in a way, but yet it's easy. It's easy if you seek Him. If you don't, you're going to be left aside. It's very simple. Very simple. Well, 2 and 2 makes 4. 4 and 4 make 8. But if you leave something out, 2 and 2 don't make 3. It don't work out spiritually. We follow this Word. This is the pattern. But God, with the pattern, fills in all the little spots with the Spirit. Alive! The Spirit of God can give you a register that registers on heaven. A supernatural Spirit. I have never felt what I'm feeling right now. He's coming soon, and we need to be on fire for God. But yet, when I leave here, God says, yeah, I'm going to put myself down to normal. Because the world don't understand. Now, I would do damage to God's calling, to my calling, if I go out and just, oh, you know, like these people do. No, they become a bunch of loudmouths. It takes the Spirit of God to make it work. Well, a person cannot be saved unless the Spirit draws. It's that serious. But God made us, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's this body, but also the spirit part that connects with us is fearfully and wonderfully controlled by God. We can't go in our own pattern. If we refuse, receive Him not, we miss it. The Lord showed me the other day, many are called, but fewer receive Him not. We got to make that all the time. I receive you, I receive you, I receive you. You are receiving by doing. Receiving is taking it. I've got a retirement check, but I have to, it's done electronically, but I had to take it basically to the bank itself to where it's deposited. Yet it's mine, but unless I did that, make that connection, I'd be worthless. That's what we are without God. We're worthless without the Spirit. The Spirit's what connects us. It's God's signature on your life. You might not believe it. His Spirit, whatever you want to call it, it's His Spirit. It's His handiwork upon you that gives you a insight from heaven. And instead of knowing the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. It's time, brothers and sisters, to wake up. It's a saying, smell roses. See if the roses out there, if they smell. You need to sense these things. Because God's handiwork is on the wall. Now, I listened this morning at TV, and I didn't see one pastor I'll stand by myself. The whole world is against me. I know I'm. This is right. But God says in Luke 21, and when these things begin to come to pass, they've already begun to come to pass. It's like an engine. You get an engine out of time, it don't run. You get valves. Your exhaust valves have to be 20,000, 25,000, say, intakes 14. It means exactly what it's supposed. It's 14. When that cam comes over, it times exactly, it times your engine. You make it 15, a lot of people say, well, don't make any difference. We'll make it 20,000. That'd give more clearance. No, then you get less valve height. The lesser clearance gives you more, but you gotta keep it tuned up. You gotta have it enough where the valve cools. So you go in there and try and do your own, thinking I'm smarter than the manufacturer, and that's what we are with God. This is timing with God. And we're to be on time with God. God expects us. We're to be punctual with God. We're to seek Him first, and then all these things shall come to pass. I know people think, hey, you're Brother Freedom, you're just a broken record, and you know, and I know what I guess I am. I'm a little bit that way, yes. I'm a whole lot that way. I was thankful when 2 years ago when I was in, had a stroke, that I was happy. And people couldn't figure it out. My family thought I was crazy because I was happy. Well, the joy of the Lord's your strength. It's beyond, I was not afraid. There was no fear. I was happy. Afterwards, I got a little more concerned than I did at first, but I wasn't a fit for it. And when we finish, when this life is over, the Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and women and all, then comes the judgment. So every one of us are going to come at that day. And when that point comes up, I was thinking about this morning, when that point, it's just like that valve, where it's going to, and all this smooth part of the cam, it's just sitting there, doing nothing. The cam's rotating until the ramp on the comes up to lift. And we're at that point, and that's what timing is. I've seen God say, stop that engine, there's a rag going to pump. That's immediately. I've seen it. I seen it when He said, pray for a girl. And I didn't know, I didn't see for quite a while. And a few minutes at 8 o'clock, she was where, exactly where, God knew exactly where we was going to be, and this took place. If I hadn't have been there, that she'd have burned up. God makes the difference, but it's through timing. And that's what we have to engage ourselves spiritually in a way that conducts a vessel, not be in loose ends of ourselves. Because self doesn't know the will of God. Self don't even know how natural. But God knows the natural and the supernatural. And He'll put it together with you that you might walk in His direction. Ephesians 5:1, be ye followers of God as a dear children. Children are in timing with their parents. The parents make sure they can take care of them until they leave the house. Their parents are going to take care of them. And God's going to take care of us. We're all children to Him. He sees as novices. He is all seeing, all possible. He is all holy. He's everything glorious. But we have a way of touching His heart. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect to Him. How do you get perfect? Just trying to do the will of God. You don't, it's not overnight. It's just every day I accept it. I follow. I'm seeking for a higher calling. I know that, Father, You brought me a long ways, but I want You to bring me higher. We're a process that takes us toward heaven. It will keep us in a pathway. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. What perfect day? It's talking about the end day. The perfect day is the end of the race. It's the race that's been set forth that I will run it with patience. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not to thee only, but those that love His appearance. Well, the church is going to miss it because they don't put His appearance first. People said, he who believes on the Son hath life. He that believes not on the Son shall not have life. And those that believe not, the wrath of God shall be upon them. When we don't believe, we can say, accept Jesus Christ from a certain most, but I'm not really care about him coming back. God says, well, I don't care about you either. I'm just serious. That's what God told me to say by the Spirit. I don't care about you either if that's what you want to be. God can play better hardball than we ever thought about playing. God is a consuming fire. He's consuming. He don't like unholiness. When we get an unholy living, we don't attract God. When we shut unholy living, we attract him. His call unto me and all that, but you all get your calling. He don't hear you if you're in sin. Or you're in open rebellion. Rebellion is rebelling against the things of God. We got to be consistently following after our leader. Who's our leader? God the Father. Jesus the Holy Ghost. Jesus is what to build us a wonderful place in heaven. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. Jesus made it very plain. He said he'll pray for us daily with intercessions, which cannot be uttered. But the Spirit of God, Jesus says, is needful that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, the Father will send him in the middle of the name, and he will live within you and abide within you. The world cannot see, but you'll know him because he'll dwell within you to the day that he comes. Very simple. These are not hard things to get to your understanding. They're pretty simple, pretty basic, but they're great. That's why they're so good. I learned, the Bible says, preach with simplicity. I learned that people that build equipment, when they make it too complicated, it don't work. Don't work right. There's too many problems that take place and too many things they have to control. But you make it simple, it works. And that's the way in life. You make it simple, basic, it works. A good soldier learns basics. He don't learn all of them. Like I heard yesterday about CID and all. You don't need all that stuff. Basics. Good soldiers, let's listen to your leader. You don't have to know, figure out whether the courthouse is here or the White House is over here. That's not up for us. We're soldiers. We're just doing the will of the commander. And that's what we were with God. We have to get rid of these things, these strings that have us so confused. The strings of life. The strings of success. The strings of being a show-off. Hey, somebody that none of us want to be. But sometimes we are because we haven't got enough of Spirit in us to keep us from it. We got to have the Spirit of God in us to keep us from acting these ways, to reacting to certain problems that we wouldn't react to only because we're not full of the Spirit. One time, before I had my stroke, I could tell if a person was, I had the gift of discernment, I guess, and I could tell just by watching a person which way they was at. And I never said nothing to nobody. But I just knew for God how it is. People, we need to go all the way. It's like I was struggling in my gym. And here a couple of months ago, about 6 months ago, I told my instructor, I was talking to him. He said, you're doing good, but you're just not getting. I said, I know it. I said, how about me taking all the classes you have? He said, let's try it. When I went all the way, as a complete turnaround. I was just doing enough of it to get myself confused. My ligaments, my muscles weren't getting what they needed. They need to get limbered up. We need to get limbered up in the Lord. We need to get on fire. We need to have victory. We need to have the promise. We should have the fullness that we can pray for the sick and they shall recover. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Where the church is, they have no relationship with the things of God. It's all a churchly relationship. Oh, you go to church this Sunday and you hear a dull sermon, no anointing on it. And everybody's come please the same way. Come and see them. If I got wild this morning, everybody leave me. God's here that you might receive power. So I guarantee you, it's not through the natural way, it's through the Spirit of God. He's your one to touch. He's your source. He's not Brother Freedom. It says you need the source of God. You need to call upon him. Y'all pray for you. I prayed for a man here last year. His life totally changed. God moves in mysterious ways as one or two before him. But you can't tell someone how it happened. It's only through the realm of God. You don't have to do it in yourself. You do it by trusting in the living God. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're greater as He that's in us than He that's in the world. But I pray that God will bless you, strengthen you, touch you in a mighty way. I believe the signs, the times are truly in the world today to referring that God's made the signs very visible in this world that we, as God's people, see the signs and react to the what's said on the sign that we might be ready for that coming. Because heaven's fine, but I'll tell you, just to be able to not to go to hell. I stood before Satan when I was sick, and he knew everything about me. He was terrible. And I just feel for people that don't know the Lord, because it's a people, I know it's through ignorance, but the Bible says ignorance is no excuse. You know, we can get out here and drive down the highway and do 90 miles an hour and say, well, I didn't know that. Well, it's the highway still says, well, it still don't make any difference. You're on state property right now, so you got a ticket anyway, even if I didn't know. And that's right. When we break the laws of God, we're to learn it. We're to take heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. Out there today, if there's any of you that don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, I wish right this very second that you might say, Dear Jesus, I love you. I want you to forgive me. I want to accept your Son, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll forgive me of this life, that I might be to accept on Christ and His power with His blessing. I want to be saved. I want to know the will of God. I want to be ready. How many out there you want to be ready when He comes? We need to pray that the Lord make me fit for heaven, because it's coming soon. And there's so much of snares upon this land. The Bible says in 21st chapter of Luke also that lest the snares of this world come and take us away. The powers of darkness talks about drunkenness. All these things that come into our lives, they intercept the will of God. We have to be careful to seek you, Father. We pray that you bless your people. Anoint them out there today. If there's any of you sick and afflicted, you, I pray right now that you might receive your healing. I pray that God will totally bless you in a mighty way. I pray that heaven will come down and your blessing will be rich in the Word of God today. Father, we pray for a mighty blessing upon this land. We pray for America, the land with the free and the brave. Father, I pray. I've fought for this country. I feel that there's a letdown. Father, I pray that you enrich your people, touch in a mighty way. Father, we pray for our leadership, our president, our leaders of America this day. Pray for them in a mighty way. I pray for all the church pastors all throughout everybody gets on fire. Get them on fire for me this day. Father, I pray that the Spirit of God will come and have a spiritual revival before it's too late. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks for joining us in the living room today. Today is Brother Freedom's birthday, and he's 78 years of age, and he's still going all out for God. God bless you for joining us today.